In the mid-3rd century, around the year 250, two brothers set off with their sister for the region we today would call Palestine. The brothers were conducting their sister to Caesarea on the Mediterranean coast to join her husband, and they were going to head for Lebanon to go to a philosophical school there. Here is the story of one of them, as told by Christian History Institute. For many people from the ancient world, the only date we know in their lives is the date of their death. With Gregory the Wonder Worker, we're not even sure of that. Despite his fame and the transformation of Neo-Caesarea, where he worked as bishop there, we have only a traditional date for his death, which is supposed to have taken place on November 17 of 270. Gregory was born into a prosperous pagan home around 212, and his parents named him Theodore, Gift of God. He changed his name after becoming a Christian. They wanted him to become a lawyer. Gregory and his brother Athenodorus planned to attend a famous law school in Lebanon. On the way, they first had to escort their sister to rejoin her husband, who was a government official assigned to Caesarea in Palestine. While in Caesarea, they made a life-changing decision. The famous theologian Origen was newly arrived from Egypt. They decided to check him out and were held spellbound by his disquisitions on the true aims of life. Impressed with Origen's oratorical skill, his virtuous life, and brilliance, they became his pupils. Origen soon converted them to Christianity, and for at least 5 years they studied theology and philosophy with him. On departing, Gregory made a lengthy and pompous oration of thanks to Origen. When Gregory headed home, he still planned to practice oratory, but he also wanted to write a book proving the truth of Christianity. As far as we know, he never followed through on the second project, nor did he become a lawyer. Instead, he became bishop. According to tradition, there were just 17 Christians in Neo-Caesarea when Gregory arrived. This little group persuaded him to lead them. At the time, Neo-Caesarea was a wicked, idolatrous province. His methods for reaching it with the gospel resembled modern ones. He arranged games on martyrs' days and tended the sick. God granted him such success as a healer that many people came to Christ. His cures were considered miracles, and from the earliest times, he was known as Gregory Thaumaturgus, Wonder Worker. Gregory expected Christianity to triumph through the sheer joy of its message. Instead of pagan cynicism and despair, it offered hope. And if anyone does not believe that death is abolished, that Hades is trodden underfoot, that its chains are broken, that the tyrant is bound, let him look on the martyrs deporting themselves in the presence of death and taking up the jubilant strain of the victory of Christ. Oh, the marvel! Since the hour when Christ despoiled Hades, men have danced in triumph over death. The transformation in Neo-Caesarea was astonishing. If there were only 17 Christians when Gregory came, at his death it was said there remained only 17 pagans. And now I want to share with you prayers from the Apostolic Constitutions. There are three of them. One is a model for morning prayers, one an evening prayer, and one for a prayer at dinner. They follow. Glory be to God in the highest, and upon earth peace, goodwill among men. We praise you, we sing hymns to you, we bless you, we glorify you, we worship you by your great high priest. You who are the true God, who are the one unbegotten, the only inaccessible being. For your great glory, O Lord and heavenly King, O God, the Father Almighty, O Lord God, the Father of Christ, the Immaculate Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. You who sit upon the cherubim, for only you are holy. You alone are the Lord Jesus, the Christ of the God of all created nature, and our King, by whom glory and honor and worship be to you. That was the morning prayer. An evening prayer goes like this. You children, praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We praise you. We sing hymns to you. We bless you for your great glory, O Lord our King, the Father of Christ, the Immaculate Lamb, who takes away the sin of the world. Praise becomes you. Hymns become you. Glory becomes you, the God and Father, through the Son and the Most Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen. Now, O Lord, you allow your servant to depart in peace, according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. That, the evening prayer. And a prayer at dinner. You are blessed, O Lord, who nourishes me from my youth, who gives food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that having always what is sufficient for us, we may abound to every good work. In Christ Jesus our Lord, through whom glory, honor, and power be to you forever. Amen.